She's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. It can only mean one thing, baby. It's 2 o'clock on Monday, and we're here, and you're not. We have an unbelievable show for you this week. In studio with us, local legend, the director of the Las Vegas Bowl, Mr. John Cecenti himself. Photojournalist Heather Vail and superfan Mr. Tom White. With me, as always, next to my side, at the microphone, the ambassador of fun, the master of mayhem, and the wizard of whoopee, Jonathan J. Scott.
Good afternoon, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting adventure of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. How was your last Hanukkah weekend?
Oh, it was spectacular. I had a lot of fun this weekend. I finished moving some of my boxes and some of my other stuff I had lying around from the move, so I'm slowly
moving
getting...
Moving is so much fun, isn't it?
You know what? I don't love it, but I will say this. You get to throw out so much crap that you've accumulated. It's a beautiful thing. I feel completely purged.
I wouldn't have that problem, really.
I don't think you can get rid of that much stuff.
I've been hoarding things for 40 years.
I did call A&E. They're going to be coming to interview you for the next season of Hoarders.
And joining us also, as she has been for the last couple weeks, Heather Vail. How was your weekend, Heather Vail?
My weekend was absolutely spectacular.
Really?
Not that I really did anything. I just thought it would be cool to say that.
You just thought it was spectacular. And they're spectacular.
I've seen
them, and they're spectacular, Jeffrey with a G.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Wait. What show is that from?
Seinfeld.
Of course.
It's Terry Hatcher.
It was Terry Hatcher.
Yeah. Isn't every great reference from Seinfeld?
Just about.
Pretty much.
He does, because his last name is Kramer.
Oh, yeah. So
Cosmo's my uncle.
Cosmo Kramer.
And John, I don't know if you want that.
I'm so glad that you're here, because I can't imagine that you
have even
time.
I'm blown away that he's here.
I didn't have a weekend. What are you guys all talking about? What's this weekend thing?
And what'd you get, 4 hours of sleep maybe all weekend?
No. Well, I have a confession to make. Last night was... Today is kind of the calm before the storm. Team One gets here today. So last night I was very committed to taking a Xanax at like 6 o'clock. I slept from 7 to 7.
My man.
I feel great.
Vitamin X.
Yeah.
Vitamin X,
and that'll be the last time I see a bed for the next 5 days.
Well, that's not what I've heard. That'll be the day.
So for the listeners out there, when you say Team One arrives, let's discuss what we're talking about.
Let me do it. I actually prepared.
It's not that 10-minute bio read that you did last time?
No, it's the wiki read.
We did that the first couple of years. We're done with that. The Las Vegas Bowl is an NCAA-sanctioned Division I FBS postseason college football bowl game. It's been played annually at the 40,000-seat Sam Boyd Stadium in Whitney, Nevada, every December since 1992.
Where's Whitney?
I feel like it's the Las Vegas Bowl because it's played in Las Vegas.
I would think so.
Yeah.
The bowl is owned by ESPN Events, and every time you're on, I ask you what ESPN stands for, and you say nothing. Right?
It doesn't stand for anything.
It doesn't stand for
anything. That is true.
Everybody thinks it stands for extra special. I don't know what
extra
it's
special.
I don't know.
No, the rumor for a while was Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Yes.
That would make sense.
Nobody's ever proved that.
No. Well, we'll leave it as one of the mysteries of life. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? It's great to be here, as always.
Super fan Tom White. He's got some opinions on this. Featuring the first meeting of the teams in 77 years, Arizona State, with a record of 7-4 of the Pac-12 Conference,
Sun Devils,
will face Mountain West champion and number 21 Fresno State, which is 11-2, in the 27th edition of the Las Vegas Bowl on this Saturday, December 15th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time, and will air on ABC TV.
Yes!
Except for the Whitney, I don't know where the Whitney, Nevada came from.
It's Las Vegas.
Whitney is a part of Las Vegas. I mean, it's not wrong to say that, but I don't know if Whitney actually extends over as far as Sam Boyd Stadium. It may be kind of close.
And I know part of Las Vegas is paradise.
I just found that I live in Enterprise.
Part of Las Vegas is Enterprise, and part of Las Vegas is paradise. Yeah, it's divided up into these little townships rather than actually being officially Las Vegas.
But it's all Clark County.
It's all Clark County. Well, yes.
But not Las Vegas proper?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, there's Spring Valley, there's, you know, Paradise. There's all
I live in Enterprise. I like that.
But I kind of thought that Sam Boyd Stadium was actually in Henderson. So, but Whitney might be part of Henderson.
One of our fact checkers out there could
and
check
the goat rodeo is still alive.
Where are we right now?
I will
Somebody turn on the GPS.
Next week, I'll have all those answers if you want.
If you're near a computer, you can find us on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N Scott LV. We're also on iTunes, Spotify,
Some other stuff.
Alexa, and Google Play. So you can find us at Vegas Nonstop, all three separate words, Vegas Nonstop. So, Johnny, what are some of the events leading up to the Vegas Bowl? I know you've worked on it all year.
Yeah, so we have one team arriving today where we do a big team arrival, little welcome
And who is that arriving?
Today is Fresno State. They are getting here a whole day early. Arizona State gets here tomorrow at noon. And then tomorrow night we take all the coaches and top administrators on we throw a little party over at Maverick Helicopters.
Very cool.
On a night flight over the Vegas Strip to let them see Vegas the right way in day one.
Very cool.
Wednesday, we're at Opportunity Village with all the players. We spend the day at Opportunity Village.
The Buffalo campus?
Yep. Then that night down on Fremont Street for the official welcome reception under the lights.
Thursday, show them what Vegas really is all about.
Old Vegas.
Welcome to Fremont Street.
Luckily, we don't have to block out the Glitter Gulch marquee anymore, which is great.
Exactly.
It's been torn down. Thursday, Goody Two Shoes. We distribute 500 shoes and sneakers to underprivileged kids and toys for the holidays. Thursday afternoon, then Women's Day, Kids Day, and then Thursday night, our eSports Challenge, where two teams are competing against each other in video games.
And that's
a really hot thing now. We set up the video gaming consoles and systems in each of their hotels in a ballroom, and they're playing against each other from two different hotels.
That's very cool.
Modern technology, baby.
Isn't it amazing?
And they start talking trash on the headsets
and everything. Of course they do.
Friday, our keynote kickoff luncheon with guest speaker Trent Dilfer, former Super Bowl champion. Friday night, pep rally. Saturday, the big fan fest, and 12:35 on Saturday's kickoff.
What time does the fan fest start?
9 a.m. to noon. Lots of live music,
and
interactive games.
Let me tell you something.
Fun.
If you haven't been out to FanFest on a Saturday morning for the bowl game,
well, this will be my first year.
It's one of the best times of the year, hands down. I mean, everybody's there. All the local corporations come out to support and put up tents, and you see the bands and the cheerleaders from each team, and it's really a fun event.
Now, Sam Boyd Stadium is where?
I believe it's in Whitney.
it's around Russell and Boulder.
So if you
Russell and Boulder Highway.
Boulder Highway to it's right off of Boulder Highway.
You take Tropicana all the way east or take Russell all the way east, cross over Boulder Highway.
Yeah,
and you're right
or
there.
You could take the 515 and get off at Russell.
Or you could take the Slauson cutoff and cut off your Slauson.
Sure.
Turn left at the fork in the road. All right. So
if there's a fork in the road.
On the way to Albuquerque.
I know I'll be lifting there, and that's the best way to go.
Yeah, well, we talked about that. That especially if you're going to be drinking, please be safe.
No one ever drinks at the game.
Yeah, well, by the way, someone went through the wall for the second time in 1 week at Las Vegas Country Club.
Through the brick wall on Joe Brown?
Actually, on Karen.
How does that happen?
Alcohol.
But, like, through the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't see my picture.
I did see your picture.
Yeah, they went through the wall.
Through the wall, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
You know, it's tempting to me write something, you know, cute and funny, but... it's dangerous.
There's nothing cute and funny about that.
There's nothing cute or funny about going through a brick wall.
No.
It's better left unread than dead, as they say. Texting and driving.
Unread than dead.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Well, if that's what they were doing.
So tell me, you've
got some... But they could have been just drunk.
You've got some strong opinions about ASU and the Sun...
Well, you know, I grew up in Scottsdale, so I am a lifelong Sun Devil fan. Have been forever. As a matter of fact, I was speaking just last night with a couple of buddies in L.A., and they're coming up. We're all going to go to the game. They're Fresno State season ticket holders and had no idea that I was an ASU fan. So we're going to have a fun time on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I would encourage everybody to check this out. This is a really, really good matchup, and these teams are really well suited to play each other. Arizona State's got a nice offense that moves up and down the field. Fresno State has a really strong and potent defense, and it's just going to be a really good contest.
Now, from what I've been seeing, Fresno is a slight favorite in the game, 4.5 points.
I would imagine, yeah.
Right? How do you see this playing out?
I don't expect to leave happy, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, that's fair.
I think Fresno State's the stronger team. Arizona State has some players missing. They've got the same, you know, my biggest complaint over the years has always been their adequacy at quarterback as opposed to having a real powerhouse, which they haven't had since Jake Plummer. And they just can't seem to get somebody in that position to really shine. And their star players are on the outside and on defense. So with Fresno State's quarterback and their ability with the three running backs that alter in the backfield, I think they're going to have a little better time of it than Arizona State. But you can always hope.
See, you guys don't even need me here. You have him.
Oh, yeah, he's really good.
Right?
He's good.
This is great.
He's good.
Hey,
he knows college football.
So I want to know, what is the appeal of college football as opposed to the NFL?
Yesterday's games?
How about your Patriots,
if anyone sat back and watched the NFL yesterday, that's exactly why college football is so popular. What an absolute S show the NFL was yesterday.
Oh, this is a Patriot fan speaking.
This
here.
Is not just a Patriot fan, and I'll put that to the back burner. We could discuss that later. How many missed extra points, missed field goals, poor play clock management, poor coaching, poor decision making, poor fumbles, poor officiating throughout the day, whether you were the early game, the middle game, or the late game?
There was some pretty bad officiating yesterday, no question.
Again, complete S show all day.
The Miami Miracle.
But to answer your question, the thing about the college game is these, with the exception of the few that are NFL bound, these kids are playing for the love of the game.
Yeah.
They're going out and they're playing for their school. They're enjoying themselves. They're doing the game they've played their whole life. And when you hit your senior year and you're not projected to the NFL, this is your last football game.
Correct.
You'll never play another one like this. And you can play in little leagues and flag football and what have you, but you're never going to be out in front of 60,000 people catching a punt and running, you know, playing a game of football. You're running for your life.
So it's about the passion. The passion is contagious.
Absolutely.
And it's genuine. It's not driven by money. It's not driven by greed, although...
Well,
Hold on. The NCAA has their own agenda. But on the field, like Tom said, maybe other than the top 10 schools, your Nebraskas, Oklahomas, Clemsons, Alabamas, I get it. But, you know, a team like Fresno State, this is their Super Bowl this weekend. You know,
I would add too that the college game is so much less stiff than the NFL. It's not taken over by corporate America. It's not taken over by a commissioner that wants it done this way or this way. Schools are still able to do kind of what they want, whether it be multiple uniform combinations. They have the bands, they have the cheerleaders, they have the student sections. It is all about the pageantry and what was football, the tailgating beforehand. You know, now NFL stadiums, you can't do anything, and college football is still football in its purest form, and everybody's there for the love of the game.
And let's talk about a flag every play in the NFL today that I just can't watch a game that doesn't exist on the college game.
I am not a guy that generally complains about the referees because there's no point in it. It's useless. It's part of the game. They happen. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
They don't know what they're calling.
But there were so many egregious calls yesterday. Oh, my God. Philadelphia. We were covering the opening kickoff in the Dallas game. Clear, everybody in America could see it, and they say uncontrovertible evidence, or however they phrase it. So it's,
they'd be lucky if they knew that word.
You had me at egregious, actually, but
okay.
You know I am with word games. Egregious. How do you spell egregious, Tom?
Quickly.
Well, my play was the miracle in Miami. That last play in the Miami Patriots game, I was watching it. Shout out to Don and Kate Marino, who are Patriots fans.
Let me tell you something about that. While everyone's talking about the last play of the game, I'll get to give you eight plays long before that play.
End of the first half.
The Patriots in that position. End of the first half.
Oh, my God.
First and goal in the Miami 2. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick with 21 seconds on the clock. Brady takes a sack on third down with no timeouts.
Just trying to go after, off the middle.
After missing a wide open Chris Hogan in the end zone.
Correct. But my point
is, can we say that in unison, guys?
I think you have to say, "Jinx, you owe me a Coke."
But here's the thing, like, and I posted this yesterday. Of all the teams in the NFL that you're going to think are going to stick to fundamentals and watch the clock, it would be Brady and Belichick.
Yeah,
they looked awful. If I see another veteran quarterback take a sack instead of throwing the ball away. And moving their team at a field goal or having the clock run down when they have no timeouts, I don't get it. What are they teaching these guys?
We ended the Charger-Bengals game with a quarterback not getting a pass.
How is that? They were 17-point favorites. They barely squeaked
how
by.
How many times have I said this 17. On this show?
Yeah.
If you've got a big spread against the Chargers, they will never cover.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get back with more NFL. Join us after the show at Amore Taste of Chicago and watch Monday Night Football on multiple high-definition screens. Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twin. We're going to take a short commercial and come on back. More on Vegas Nonstop.
Amore Taste of Chicago is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday Night Football Party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Afternoon, fam. Thank you for Bobby. A little salute to Bobby, our engineer. This is his last time with us, so we've had a good run with Bobby. And
say it ain't
does
so,
Bobby.
Bobby.
Know that?
He gets to pick. He gets to pick
Bobby.
When he's going to play in the
Bobby made that request a year ago.
Years ago. Thursday, December 13th. This Thursday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sapphire Gentlemen's Club Las Vegas is hosting its own Sweet 16 anniversary party with two of my favorite words in a sentence. Open bar. Live performances by Boogie Nights and Hard Knocks on upscale lavish buffet offering seductive candy sweets. Sapphire Sweet 16 promises to be the best Sweet 16 party you've ever been to. Sapphire Las Vegas also offers complimentary limo pickup and delivery. Enjoy great Chicago pizza and awesome Italian cooking here at Amore Taste of Chicago and watch Monday Night Football on multiple high-def screens. Amore Taste Chicago, we're there right after the show. It's on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. And also tonight at 9:30, Kelly Clinton Holmes appears at the Bootlegger on South Las Vegas Boulevard with her open mic cabaret. Here's some of the best singers in Las Vegas at the Bootlegger. Tuesday night, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., jazz vocalist Lisa Gay appears at the Summit at Sun City, 2215 West Thomas, Thomas West Ryan Boulevard, with a great trio of musicians, including Mike Clark on keyboards, Bob Sachs on upright bass, and Michael Tramontana on drums, some of the best guys, players in town. Summit at Sun City offers a full food and bar menu and free parking. Also, Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m., Ann Martinez and Kenny Davidson present their sixth annual Drive for Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth at the Tuscany Suites Hotel, 255 East Flamingo, featuring great singers and holiday music. They ask that you please bring supplies, toiletries, clothes, toys, all of which will be delivered to the Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth the next morning, and we hope that you'll join them for a great cause. That's Tuesday. There still may be a few tickets available for the monthly Composers Showcase on Wednesday, December 12th, 10 p.m. at Myron's. That's Myron's Cabaret Jazz. That's this Wednesday at the Smith Center. Produced by musical director Keith Thompson. Composer Showcase features all original music performed, but mostly by the songwriters themselves. Truly one of the best shows in Las Vegas. For tickets, visit thesmithcenter.com. Groove into the holiday season with two-time Grammy-nominated vocalist Clint Holmes' annual Holmes for the Holiday Show. Shout out to our friend Clint, who I know is watching. Friday and Saturday, December 21st. Friday at 7 p.m. and two shows on December 22nd, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Also at Myron's Cabaret Jazz. And join us immediately again after today's show at Amore Taste of Chicago. Enjoy our Vegas Golden Knights games at Rockin' Riley's Irish Pub at the Hawaiian Marketplace on Las Vegas Boulevard. Rockin' Riley's, right across from Aria Hotel. Great casual dining, drink specials, and best of all, free parking with your purchase. We're going to be at Rockin' Riley's Live again in January for pregame podcasts. Friday at 12:30, you can laugh with us at Live from the Ladies Room at the world-famous Double Down Saloon, located on Naples Street between Paradise and Swenson. And Saturday, 8 p.m., celebrate the holidays at Big Dogs Brewing Company's annual Christmas party. Food and beer specials, music, dancing, and, of course, an ugly sweater contest. Eggnog, spiked punch, and balls of holly on draft. A few shows and restaurants we recommend include legendary comedian George Wallace at the Westgate, our friends the Bronx Wanderers at Bally's, Boys to Men at the Venetian, Human Nature also at the Venetian, and in its 15th year, Menopause the Musical at Harrah's with sitcom star Cindy Williams. For fine dining, we recommend Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons, offering the cut of the week, three-course dinner with bottomless wine for only $58. Reservations are required. We hope that you shop local this holiday season, support our local small businesses, and as always, eat well and party hard. Jeffrey with a G Line 1, go ahead. You've got more to add on the Vegas Bowl.
I do. Well, first of all, I want John to tell the listeners how they can get tickets, and if they're not able to make the game, some places they can go to watch the game, and just sort of how they can participate in something that's so great for a local sports bowl game. That you know.
Well, it's great for our city.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable.
The two things the bowl provided is years ago when they started the game, it was strictly to fill hotel rooms on the week before Christmas, which was the only slow week of the year.
Right.
in Las Vegas. So we've accomplished that. We typically fill both of our two host hotels. The hotels are going well. But also, not only is it an opportunity to showcase our city to all the folks coming here to town with the teams, but there's a 3.5 hour, it's basically a 3.5 hour commercial for Las Vegas. ABC Live, we've about 6 or 7 million viewers that'll be watching the game. So it's all about driving tourism and showcasing the city for Las Vegas. But to answer your original question, to get tickets, super easy, just lvbowl.com, lvbowl.com. And if you can't go for some reason, we are live on ABC. We got the A-team, so we got Kirk Herbstreit, Reese Davis, Tom Rinaldi, which is the A-team in college football. We get them every year, and it's all you can ask for.
And if I'm not mistaken, between the ABC, ESPN conglomerate, this is the first bowl game televised nationally?
No.
Oh.
This is the first day
nationally.
So we start off, we're the first day of college football. There's two games before us.
I saw that.
The New Mexico Bowl is typically a nice early game. I believe there's a, there might be one more just before us on ESPN. But then we
it's
go.
It's the Auto Nation Cure Bowl.
How about that? See, look at that. You generally on the spot.
Now those poor kids are going to be feeling like they're being taken for granted because it was all started just to fill hotel rooms. That is so sad.
Well, that's how it was started, but now all these kids get an opportunity to experience like they've never had before. I mean, some of these kids that come in for the game, they've never been to Las Vegas. They've never seen Las Vegas. They've never, I mean, for I think 10 straight years, we brought them to a Cirque du Soleil show as part of their entertainment for the week that they're here. None of those kids have been able to see that. Some of them don't get to go down to Fremont Street. They don't get to, it's an experience for them and hopefully an experience that they remember and take with them.
And this year you're bringing them to Sapphires?
No.
Yeah,
no,
on Friday for your show. We'll
not.
250
you
kids
just
down
committed
there.
Three NCAA violations just by saying that.
I would also imagine, as Tom alluded to earlier, the seniors that are playing in these games that aren't going on to a post-collegiate career, this is their, you know, their shining
they
moment.
They have seniors in college?
Stop it.
These are two fine institutions, Mr.
College
Scott.
Seniors, not senior citizens.
So here's what I'll ask you. We have two different conferences represented here, the Mountain West.
Mountain West and the Pac-12.
And the Pac-12, right? Fresno, Mountain West, ASU, Pac-12. How do their body of work or schedules compare as to how they're facing each other or strength of schedule in terms of who they've already played this year? We all know Fresno's got a great record, right? 11-2, top 25 in the country.
Yeah.
Coming from the Pac-12, though, does ASU have a little, I'm going to say an advantage, but at least they've seen more quality teams than Fresno has?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that. I mean, Fresno played a couple Power Five teams early. They've also played Boise State. They've also, I mean, they've played some pretty decent teams in the Mountain West as well. But here's the thing about football: you throw out who played who and who beat who. It truly is a game that's matchup to matchup, week to week. And, you know, your boy Belichick says it all the time. Oh, I'm just focused on who. I'm just
next week.
Because it truly is. It's a different game plan. It's a different – it's just a different strategy. Everything is different week to week based on who you're playing. And so, you know, the thing about Arizona State is you have all new coaching staff. You know, they've had some inconsistencies this year, but they've proven that – on any given day, they can play with just about anybody. You just don't know which team you're going to get from week to week.
And that's
got to be expected in a team that has a first-year head coach, and there's some change going on and some things being done differently. So I don't know what that's going to look like. I mean, that's why they play the game, and that's why I don't ever bet on sports. But
what?
I don't. I know.
Hey,
for entertainment purposes only.
I will say this. What's interesting is while Arizona State did not have a great year, I'm looking how they finished the season with wins at USC, against Utah, UCLA, barely lost at Oregon by 2, and then knocked off state rival Arizona 41-40, and they came from behind to win that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they were dead in the water and ended up pulling one out there. And to your point, and I attribute that to coaching right there. You get a team that they are what they are. And
early on, they don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are. They're trying to figure it out. And
by the end of the season,
clearly a good coach. They were getting better and better as the season went along.
Well, and you also have to consider, too, Herm Edwards is coming from professional football back to college after 150 years or whatever it was he was gone. And when he was first hired, I just shook my head. I went, oh, I don't know how smart a move this is. And he's proven to be putting together a really good program. And I think in the next year or two, he's going to really make a mark and make a dent in the Pac-12, who eats their young anyway. But it's really hard to win in the Pac-12 and maintain any kind of momentum, because as soon as you do, you play somebody else that comes along and beats you. And boom, we start. The Pac-12 started with six teams in the top 25. They ended up with two.
Yeah, true. Washington was way up there. USC
and UCLA. Stanford and yeah. Oregon and Washington State, and they just knocked each other off.
They do it every year.
Every single year.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe they should become the Pac-8.
They were. They started as the Pac-8.
They were.
I know. I was kidding.
We're going to take another quick commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KB.
Well, the kids are all hopped up and ready to go. They're ready to go now. The guys that surf are definitely going to the discotheque to go go. But she just couldn't stand. She had to break away. But
in the desert here on Monday at NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. You're listening to the Vegas Nonstop. Bobby McCott, Machado's last day here, so he gets to play whatever he wants, and he decided on playing some surf music in December.
Ramones. Yeah.
More Ramones.
Everyone thinks about the Ramones when they think about surf music.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the Beach Boys.
Are any of the Ramones still left alive?
No. No, they all passed.
Right? They're all done. All right. So, Jeffrey with the G-Line 1, go ahead. You want to talk about some bad calls? You want to talk about Sunday? You want to talk about NFL? You just want to B-I-T-C-H? Like, I can't say that.
Are we allowed to spell that?
We're allowed to spell it.
You know, Tom and I were just discussing.
Let's not be egregious.
Tom and I were just discussing all, you know, not only how many calls are made during the course of a football game every play, but how bad they are. Sure enough, I'm looking up here on the television on ESPN, and they're talking about, do blown calls diminish Dallas's win?
Not in my house.
It doesn't. Listen, it doesn't diminish the win.
It doesn't diminish it at all.
It diminishes the quality of the game.
Now, this is the question I want to ask. Because whenever this topic comes up, everybody looks to the referees and says, you guys are calling too many penalties. But at the same time, I'm looking at coaching saying, your guys are committing too many penalties. There's offsides, infringement.
Holding.
All of these really.
Interference.
All of these plays that can be coached out of a player's game. And what are the refs supposed to do? Not call it?
But here's the thing. They're not calling it when it is so blatant. And I'll go to the overtime Kansas City-Baltimore game.
Of course.
Now, granted, it was like 4th and 22. I didn't think it was going to make it. That receiver got mobbed from behind by the secondary player, and because it was overtime and it was late and they're in Arrowhead, they swallowed their whistles. That was a clear PI in anyone's rule book.
Absolutely, and there's probably, you know, another dozen calls that we can complain about, but I'm talking about the rest of them.
Yeah.
The legitimate calls.
That don't get
this
called.
The legitimate calls that the referees make because the players are doing, are committing the violation.
That goes back to my statement for the last 2 years about the quality of the product on the field is severely lacking. There's no real discipline. There's no proper play calling. There's no proper clock management. Players don't know what to do in certain situations based on the down or the time or where they are on the field. It's all out the window. And listen, I love Mahomes as much as the next guy, but it's almost like backyard football. Go deep and I'll hit somebody.
Yeah. Well, that with him, it certainly
right?
is.
Miami, same thing yesterday with that jerky play that New England basically went to sleep on. Belichick needs to explain why he had his Hail Mary defense on the field from the 25-yard line.
Well, okay? And I understand that they added Gronkowski to the DB Pro Bowl roster to see if how many votes he'd be getting.
He tried to turn and make that tackle and literally twisted his ankles and went sideways. Like, Gronk go down. Like, man down. Like, it was terrible.
He looked like a defensive tackle in the backfield.
When's the last time you saw Gostkowski miss an extra point and a field goal in the same game?
Yeah.
Brady taking that sack. It's just, I don't know what I'm watching anymore. It's terrible. Terrible.
I was way off yesterday on my betting. Just way,
everyone
way
was.
Off.
Oh, yesterday was upset. All four teams that are the bottom of their divisions all won yesterday.
Yeah.
The team with the most tickets or percentage of action yesterday was the Denver Broncos, -3. They were never in the game. 72% of the action was on the Broncos yesterday. It was 22-0 at halftime, San Francisco.
Well, we're moving along pretty quickly here. So you want to talk about tonight's Monday Night Football game, Seattle and Vikings, Seattle -3 in Seattle against the Vikings, over and under 45.5?
You know, I got to tell you, a few weeks ago I would have taken the Vikings. I just love the way Russell Wilson is playing right now. This guy
looks great, doesn't he?
Puts the team on his shoulder. Minnesota is a dome team. They're going to be playing. I don't know what the weather is in Seattle, but we all know the 12th man.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's probably rainy and 45.
It's raining.
No,
it's
just bad. Assume.
My point is, you know, I don't know what happened to Kirk Cousins. They're not playing well. I mean, they look awful. And I like the way Russell Wilson is playing right now. And this is actually a very important game because they're pretty much, I think, tied or within a half game of the last wild card spot.
They're, I think, in the 5 slot right now. Seahawks are, but within it's really tight, and it's a loss would be very bad for them.
Well, and let's look at the AFC. You know, Baltimore lost yesterday in that Kansas City game. Otherwise, they would be in now ahead of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's now lost 3 in a row.
And
I said to you, John, 3 weeks ago when Ben Roethlisberger, they were on the goal line in that game, and he throws an out pattern in the corner that wasn't even close. They run Connors to the left, and then he jumps up to make a free throw and gets intercepted.
Yeah.
Terrible against the Broncos. You can't and make that, and they've lost two more since then.
And so they've got New England coming into town next week, and there you know New England's pissed off. So,
oh, you know Belichick isn't giving these guys a day off this week. He's going to have all three facets of the game playing on their game, and this is not the team that Ben Roethlisberger wants to face right now.
Well, we're getting a little crazy and mixing up the schedule a little bit as we're getting towards the end of the season, end of the year. Tom, your Chargers are going to be playing the Chiefs on Thursday night.
I think the biggest game in the NFL so far this year.
Going to be Chiefs and Chargers. Wow.
Chiefs and Chargers on Thursday night. From my perspective as a Charger fan, I love the fact that Chiefs went into overtime almost the entire 10 minutes. They went 9 minutes into overtime against a very physical Baltimore Raven team.
You're going with the fatigue factor?
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can. I'm grabbing hold of every piece of hope out there.
No, listen, Tariq
Hill hurt his heel, and he played out the game, but he was limping bad, and you know he woke up this morning, and it was only worse. So he's got that going. Of course, Kareem Hunt has been excommunicated. So the Chargers are going in there on a – they've won 9 out of their last 10 games, and they're on a roll.
I circled it right here. I love the Chargers on the money line here, and I think they're going to go into Kansas City and win outright.
And it's basically – it's their turn. The Chiefs have beaten the Chargers the last 9 meetings. So we've got that going for us, too. So it's going to be, I think, one of the best games
of the year. That Chiefs defense is non-existent. They give up 25, 30 points a game. If the Chargers play even just a little bit better than they did yesterday against Cincinnati, they can drop 40 in Kansas City easy. Mahomes isn't pulling out another miracle or... it also depends on what the weather's going to be like, obviously, in Arrowhead on Thursday night.
Yeah, I haven't heard any projections yet on that. But we're also supposed to get Gordon back for Thursday night. So and he's coming off huge. two rested games.
Wait, he didn't play yesterday?
He did not play yesterday.
At all?
Nope.
I thought he did.
Was not suited up.
You know, after yesterday's Bear game, I've got to go back to my philosophy. If the points are over 50, I've got to go under. Because I looked, I did a Jeffrey with a G. I looked at the research and I saw on yesterday's game with the Bears that the Rams had scored 40 points in the last three games. So that, oh, well, maybe they will go over 51.5 instead of my usual.
Who did they play and where were they?
Well,
one of those was the Monday night game where they put up over 100 points against
KC.
Yeah,
it was crazy. But their average points scored throughout the season.
This is the time of year where West Coast and Dome teams play in cold environments, and come the second half, those guys can't play. They don't want to be on the field.
So Chargers and Chiefs, 53, like over or under?
I'd go over.
Tom?
Oh, yeah, I'd go over, too.
How many points did Cincinnati put up on the Chargers yesterday? 23? 20? How many points do you think Kansas City could put up?
Oh, yeah.
That's my point. Even without Hill or Hunt, they're going to do so. Kelsey alone's probably going to have 3 touchdowns.
So now we're moving into games on Saturday. On Saturday,
we have
December
our first
15th.
Saturday schedule, and wow, we have some real doozies here.
The Texans playing the Jets in New York at the Meadowlands.
The Jets go into Buffalo yesterday and win, and the Texans, who are the hottest team, winners of 9 in a row, lose yesterday. You can't make it up.
Johnny Sack.
Ooh.
Anything?
Nope.
The Las Vegas Bowl this coming Saturday.
Yeah, oh, it's the Las Vegas Bowl.
I don't know what you guys think of that game.
I heard there's going to be 38,000 over or under.
I like ASU with the points.
Apparently, it's a much better game than the NFL, so everyone should just go watch that one.
I think Herm has his team ready to go, and they may not win the game, but I'll take the 4.5.
On ASU?
Yeah, I haven't seen what the total is yet.
I'm going to take ASU also.
But I got to figure it's a high-scoring game. It's got to be in the 50s, the total, right?
I used to live in Tempe. I loved Arizona.
Oh, it's a special place.
It is, man. Mill Avenue. Come on. Great party city.
It's a great party school, too. You ever been to the campus of ASU?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I lived on Mill Avenue. Mill
it's been ranked in the Playboy Top 20 for 35 years.
Playboy's still in business?
Apparently.
They're doing great.
Why would they ever go out of business? I mean,
for a while, they weren't showing boobs.
No, they did. They stopped all the nudity in the magazine, but the magazine is still being printed.
What? Well, we have it now. They're back to showing boobs again.
Oh, so I didn't go over
well. Whatever executive came up with that idea got fired. No,
when they started reading it just for the articles, then all of a sudden everyone realized.
Yeah, I get Playboy for the articles. Yeah.
Well, that's what everybody has always said anyhow, even when there were boobs.
Are there cheerleaders and there's still college cheerleaders?
Yeah, but
now there's
like a
boys.
Quarter of
now there's
your
guys.
Age.
Now there's guys that are cheerleaders. Oh, there always was.
Well, guys can cheer. You know, some guys, maybe not you guys, but some guys can cheer.
We're going to take
some
caring.
Guys are sharing athletic. Sharing is caring. They can
share
dance
us on Facebook and on social media. Again, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon, or go to our website at vegasnonstop.com. Take our last commercial break and come back with more Vegas Nonstop here on NBC.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston. A cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room. Just look for the pink neon.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
NBC Sports 920, The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Welcome back, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Join us right after the show over at Amore Taste of Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain for some great Chicago pizza, Italian beefs, and all-around great Chicago food and Italian food. Joining us in studio, Executive Director of the Vegas Bowl, John Cicente.
Hi.
With lots to say about the NFL.
Hi.
Nothing. Nothing.
I have not watched an NFL game in a month and a half. And I had to get somebody texted me the other day that I was in the playoffs in my fantasy football league, and I got a first round bye because I hadn't done anything.
You haven't changed the lineup all year.
No. I had that good of a draft, apparently.
Yeah, but what are you doing with guys that are on bye weeks? And you're not adjusting your lineup.
I had a first round bye, so I clearly did okay.
Who did you have manage your team, John?
I did.
When you weren't available.
Well, the last month or so, I didn't pay much attention.
And yet,
it clearly didn't matter. Talent wins every time, buddy.
Jeffrey with a G line.
So obviously, he's good at picking the players.
His nose.
he's picking fantasy.
I'm calling challenge.
Ideal in reality here. Anyway, so we're looking at next week's NFL schedule. Saturday we've got Texans and Jets, and at 5:30 we've got the Browns and the Broncos. And in what is always the one of the best rivalries, Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers. That's on Sunday, 10 a.m. in Chicago at Soldier Field. Bears are favored by -5.5 on this morning line with an over and under 45.5. Jeffrey with a G line one. Go ahead.
Listen, you just said that this rivalry goes back a century at least, I would imagine, at least 80 years. And the Packers aren't going to be afraid to go into Soldier Field and face the Bears in the cold or whatever. It's hard not to take Aaron Rodgers with 5.5 points. So I'm going to eat with that defense. I'm going to say it's going to be, depending on the weather, I like the over, but I think it's going to be a good game. But I'll take the Bears to win by 4, something like, 27-23.
You're going to buy it down?
No.
Oh, well, it's -5.5, so.
No, I'm saying, I like the Bears to win by 3 or 4, which is why I'll take the Packers with the 5.5. Yeah.
Tom, anything?
Well, everything you just said is counterintuitive to the conversation we just had a minute ago about the Bears. And if you're never going to take the over again, you're always going to take the under. And the Rams going in with that high-powered scoring offense and getting shut down by the Chicago defense, I think it's going to be a much lower scoring affair. And the 5.5 points might be enough, because if it's, 13-16 or something like that, which it very easily could be, the Packers will come out on top with the points.
I could use another example of the Patriots going into Chicago with a 38-31 shootout win, which you wouldn't expect from New England, although their offense is better than their defense. I think it all depends on the time of year, and the Rams, being a West Coast indoor team, are going to be more handicapped, I think, than a Packer team that has no problem playing in snow.
Right, but they also haven't been very effective this year. The last couple of games, the Packers' offense has been really stuttering.
True.
But and now they're going to they're hitting that that defense.
Mike McCarthy, we only had one game, but I think they're going to open it up now.
I was going to bring that up for you earlier.
That was last week, sir. It was certainly the news story of football last week.
Oh, what the news story today is?
Well, no.
The Oakland Raiders fired their general manager, Reggie McKenzie.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they fired all his players. Why not fire him too? But they kicked him out, so he's gone. So now Gruden has total control over the Raiders.
Yeah.
And they'll bring somebody in, they're saying, to do the football operations while Gruden tries to become Bill Belichick.
Yeah, and you know what? The Academy Awards fired Kevin Hart.
And it's not going to happen.
McCarthy's name is being thrown around? Yeah.
No. I think McCarthy ends up in Cleveland. But
so I just did this exercise. Go back the last 10 years, right? And look at the Raiders' first-round draft pick, second-round draft pick over the last 10 years, and you will fall out of your chair. Nothing. I mean, Khalil Mack by far the best.
Amari Cooper.
They've had four.
Neither one of them are there now.
They've had four Pro Bowlers since McKenzie took over.
And they got rid of three of them.
Yes, they did.
I know.
Jeff, you want to give us a 3-pick?
I'm going to give our listeners an underdog money line 3-pick.
Okay,
So all three teams are playing on the road, and they are all dogs of 3 points. I'm going to take the Chargers. They're +150. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns to go to Denver and knock off Denver, because they basically ended their season yesterday. They won't be going to the postseason. And I just love how this Cleveland team has been playing.
What has Brown done for you?
They've got 5 wins this year, which is about 5 more than in the last 4 seasons combined.
Okay, what's your 3rd pick?
3rd pick is the Dallas Cowboys going into Indianapolis. Cowboys are playing great ball ever since they got Amari Cooper. They seem to be playing a lot better. Ezekiel's running the ball. I mean, I'm sure Jason Garrett will find a way to lose it for them in the postseason, but this isn't the postseason. This is Andrew Luck and the Colts, who are average at best. Right. So there's your 3-team money line underdog parlay of the week.
Heather, do you have a favorite NFL team? That would be
sure.
No. That'd be no.
Wait, here. Going quick.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders, since they will be our team, even though apparently they're not yet, and I thought they already were.
The license plates went on sale last week, so you can get custom.
Well, there you go. They are our team.
Raiders. That's not a bad. Listen, Raiders are playing better. They are in Cincinnati. I mean, sure. Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Time to get a 3-teamer.
If you told me Oakland was gonna beat the Steelers yesterday, I would have said you were crazy. So there you go.
There is some precedent for that, but I agree. I would have picked the Steelers anyway. There's also some talk going around now about where the Raiders will be playing next year.
Correct.
because Oakland is not supporting them anymore, particularly since they're obviously on a fire scale.
We didn't talk about the Aviators either. Speaking of Oakland coming here in the Athletics and our minor league team, the Aviators, we hate the logo. We're out of time. I want to thank John Cicente for coming in. Heather Vail, Tom White, Jeffrey with the G. Join us over to Moray Taste of Chicago for the After Show Pizza and Podcast. Thank you for Bobby Machado for helping us out throughout all the years. Eat well, party hard. If you see us out, please say hello, buy us a drink, and eat well, party hard. Peace. Be nice to each other.